coming to the end of the series on the divine portrait in the art of a kingdom marriage. And I want to go deeper with what we talked about in the previous episode of what it looks like to live in the image being redeemed. You know, if you watch that episode, Mark and I got into a pretty good dialogue about what it looks like to live out in the redeeming aspect of a kingdom marriage and how it's not found within us. You know, Mark, he said, here's how you do it. You can't do it. So you're like, okay, well then how does it work? And it only works when that man individually and the woman that's part of that marriage link up in oneness by each being yielded to the control of Christ. Another expression for that is being filled with the Spirit. You know, for over 30 years, when I've been thinking of a practical way of defining what it means to be filled with the Spirit, that it talks about in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, do not be drunk with wine and all the characteristics you associate with that. Don't do that, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a controlling nature of drunkenness, right? A debauchery and sense of being out of control. And Paul says, don't be drunk. Don't go to debauchery in that way. Be out of control by alcohol, but be filled, controlled by the Holy Spirit. Be under the control of the Holy Spirit. Be yielded to the control of Christ. So here's where we find a great key to living out the divine portrait of a kingdom marriage. My life and the life of my spouse, but really, remember, we're drawing a circle around us, not a circle around them at this point. So for me, I'm going to seek to walk in that oneness and live out the calling, overcome the falling, and live in the redeeming nature of that kingdom marriage by putting that circle around me and yielding my life to the control of Christ, yielding to Him, just like you would in any situation, yielding in your driving, yielding to let someone go through a doorway before you, like a waiter or a service industry worker would yield as a patron would pass by. We yield to the control of Christ. My ambition, my wants, my desires, my actions, my attitudes, I yield those to the control of Christ. And when I live in that, I'm living a life of one filled by the Holy Spirit. And that is the key to living in the redeemed divine portrait in the art of our kingdom marriage. So, how can we know if I'm living a life yielded to the control of Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, or if I'm living out my life, that circle around me, interacting in this thing we call marriage, but I'm not yielded to the control of Christ? And guys, I think this is a real important factor. It's a great spiritual discipline to be able to honestly look at our lives and say, am I submitted to the control of Christ? Or am I living a life out of control, out of the control of Christ, the parameters of Christ's authority, His headship over my life, His guiding hand, His parameters, His guardrails, guiding my life, conforming me into the image of Christ. Therefore, opening up that circle that's around me to my spouse, living out that oneness, and reflecting the image of God to a world that desperately needs to see it. And that world starts with the children that live within our household, our extended family, our neighbors, our friends, the people down the block, and the people around the world. And we give witness to the glory of God when He sees that oneness. But that oneness can't exist until it starts with one being yielded to the control of Christ. In Galatians chapter 5, Paul wants to really make this practical to Christians just like us to say, how do you know? If you're living a life controlled by the Spirit of Christ, or if you're living a life out of control, controlled by the spirit of this world, or yielding to your worldly desires or your fleshly instinct, what's the difference? How can we know? So he gives us some stuff. He says, the acts of the sinful nature, they're obvious. I get that. He said they're obvious. We can observe them. We can see them. We can judge ourselves with that circle around us and say, am I living yielded to the control of Christ or not? Paul says, hey, these sinful nature, the desires of it, they are obvious. It's sexual immorality. It's impurity. It's debauchery, living out of control. It's idolatry, it's witchcraft, it's hatred, it's discord, it's jealousy, it's fits of rage, it's selfish ambition, it's dissensions and factions, it's envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. And Paul says, listen, they're obvious, so I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. These are outside the parameters of a kingdom marriage, and these are not the behaviors of a kingdom citizen. And to inherit the kingdom of God, we can no longer live out of control by these desires, but we come under the control of Christ, enter as a kingdom citizen, and be filled with the Holy Spirit. So you're like, okay, KP, what's that look like? I get it. You're right. They are obvious. But being that it's easier for me to live in the falling rather than the calling, for some of us, it may not be as obvious to see what it looks like, the characteristics that should flow from our life of one yielded to the Spirit of Christ. So Paul goes on and says, so let me explain to you what these are. They are the fruits of the Spirit. And when I look at my life, I paint that circle around me, focus on me, I yield my life to the control of Christ, I enter into that marriage relationship, striving for oneness to reflect the image of God. What should we see coming? How would I know? Am I yielded? It's not just lip service. It's not just reading the Bible. It's not just going to church and trying to grind it out. What should flow from my life as a man or a woman living out that oneness, reflecting that image? What should we be seeing? What should be obvious? Peace, love, joy, goodness, kindness, patience, gentleness, and self-control. And when we look at that circle drawn around our life, we see the yielding to the control of Christ flowing out through these attributes. Paul says this, those who belong to Christ Jesus, they have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And I think the next verse in verse 26 is so appropriate for looking at living out that divine portrait in the art of a kingdom marriage. He says these words, let us not become conceited, provoking and envying of each other, but yielded to the control of Christ, we can live out that divine portrait. My prayer for you is that you would draw that circle around your life. Focus on the me as we get into the we, to live out that oneness. And let the world see the framed up art of your kingdom marriage, living in the redeeming part that God has established from the calling He's laid out for you and for me.